Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. About to catch up with Bobby Corella, Mavs.com. Our buddy to talk all things Mavs as they make the big Tim Hardaway Jr. trade today, sending THJ and 3 second-round picks to get Quentin Grimes and open up some cap flexibility for themselves. They also move up, pick a high upside player in yesterday's second round of the NBA draft. Melvin Ajinsa, the 6'8 forward out of France, is your newest Dallas Maverick. And we will be talking with the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell on the other side, live from Baltimore. We'll have the top 10 coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get you set for Rangers pregame with Jared Sandler at 5:30. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman hanging out with you today. Gavin Dawson on vacation in Oregon with the family, and Brian Broaddus, a well-deserved day off. Can't believe that guy's taking a day off. Unreal.
Yeah. Well, he's getting softer and softer with his old age. You know, it's to be expected. It is disappointing, though. You set a certain bar and expectation and standard for somebody, and then to see them fall short of that, it can be gut-wrenching.
It's pretty incredible. He took off for jury duty, man.
Going to have to muster up some forgiveness for the old man.
It is a forgiveness Friday.
Just leaving us on a Friday.
It's all right. All right, let's welcome in our buddy Bobby Corella. Bobby, how the hell are you doing on this Friday, man?
I'm good, man. I might have misunderstood you, but did you just say that he's got jury duty on a Friday? Because that should land whoever assigned him in court.
No, I missed a couple of days, weeks ago for jury duty one day,
and he was really
angry about it. So now he's off. So I was joking that he had jury duty. Really, he's just fishing with his friends.
You're just a good, strong citizen, man. Nothing but respect for me.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it. And we love having you on, especially the night after a presidential debate, speaking of being a patriot. But I know you were focused on the NBA draft. What can you tell us about the newest Maverick in Melvin Ajinsa? Did I say his last name right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not with quite as strong a French accent as they would say it over there. But, yeah, I mean, he's 6'7", 6'8", a little taller in shoes, obviously. And he's got a 6'8" wingspan. And, you know, that's kind of the body type that the Mavs have really prioritized. You know, you look over the last couple off seasons. Acquiring Derek Jones last summer, trading for PJ Washington at the deadline earlier this season. It really feels like kind of their mindset moving forward is basically, if you want to be on the team, right? If we want to pair you with Luka and Kyrie, you either need to be bigger than Luka or a better defender than Luka and Kyrie. And ideally we want you to be both, but Ajinsa is, I mean, he's got ideal NBA wing size and length, and the 3-point shot. He was a guy who just turned 20 years old a couple days ago. He's already shooting in the mid to high 30s in a professional league overseas. And the French Pro League is a very highly regarded domestic league, too. And he's playing in, you know, international competitions as well. So for him to shoot at that clip over there at this age, you know, suggests to me that there is a whole lot of offensive upside there. And then obviously, you know, he's got the physique, the build, and the aptitude, I feel like, to play defense at an NBA level, too. But he is only barely 20 years old, so I don't know if we'll see him, you know, playing in the NBA at all. Maybe this upcoming season, there's rumors that he may or may not join the team at all, but we'll see about that. But, I mean, he really is kind of the ideal kind of player that you would want to surround Luka and Kyrie with moving forward.
And then they send THJ to Detroit along with 3 second-round picks. They get back Quentin Grimes. What do we need to know about Grimes?
Yeah, so Grimes, you know, he's, what, 6'4", 6'5", so he's not quite Luka's size, but he is a defensive-minded player. You know, throughout his career, he's been very good, I feel like, at defending guards, players at the point of attack, which is important, you know, because the Mavs do have really good rim protection now with Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford, and they have pretty good wing defense if they're able to bring back Derek Jones, obviously, and then with P.J. Washington and guys coming off their bench. But the most important aspect of defense in the NBA in this era, with as many talented playmakers and shot creators both for themselves and for their teammates, you have to be able to defend guys with the ball in their hands at the point of attack. And especially players that play Kyrie's position, because you want to be able to protect Kyrie. You don't want Kyrie having to chase around Steph, Dame Lillard, Jalen Brunson, guys like that. That's just putting it, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who you just ran into in the playoffs. And Grimes is really good at defending those kinds of players. And then offensively, you know, last year he had a bit of a down year shooting-wise. He was dealing with a nagging knee injury and eventually got traded to Detroit and didn't really play much with the Pistons. They ended up shutting him down so that he could recover from that injury. But the season before in New York, he was shooting high 30s, you know, on a high volume of attempts too. You know, and the Mavs, we've seen in the playoffs, in the finals against the Celtics, you know, there were so many players on the floor that would be open or would maybe have a good look at the rim from beyond the arc, and they would just hesitate just a little bit. Like, in order to play with Luka and Kyrie, you're going to get shots. The looks are going to be there, but you have to be willing to take that shot when you're open. And Grimes never passes up shots. I mean, much in the way that Tim did not during his time here. And he's able to knock him down at a, you know, 37-38% clip for most of his career. So, you know, it's kind of the best of both worlds on both sides of the ball. And hopefully, obviously, they can get him healthy and he can be a contributor right away.
How much does this do to open up the chances of, as you brought up, Derek Jones Jr., to bring him back now?
Yeah, so with that transaction, I'm a little fuzzy with the math because there's a whole lot of decibels and you gotta carry a lot of zeros and ones. But after that trade, the Mavs should have enough money to offer the full mid-level exception. Had Tim been making $1 million less, you know, they still would not be able to offer that full mid-level. You have to have that much space under the apron in order to offer that to a player. And they now do have that at their disposal, which is really important because the difference between the full mid-level exception and the taxpayer mid-level exception is about $7 million per year. And that is a huge gap. Derek Jones definitely outplayed, in my opinion, at least, the taxpayer rate of about $5 million. You know, and so the Mavs, Nico Harrison himself said at the end of the year, re-signing Derek Jones is their priority 1A and 1B. And so they need that full mid-level at their disposal. There's rumors that they're interested in other players too, and I don't know if that would factor into the full mid-level or if that would be through a trade or what. But, yeah, they do now have the ability to offer that to one player or multiple players. You can divide that money up however you see fit. Ultimately, you know, that'll kind of take care of itself over the next few days.
Bobby Carrillo, Mavs.com, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. One of those players is Klay Thompson that we've seen Mark Stein report on that the Mavs may have some interest in. What type of player would the Mavericks be getting now? What version of Klay Thompson would we be getting at this point after the injuries and some of the aging?
Well, I just want to make it clear to Adam Silver out there listening to this, I'm just talking about the player.
Exactly. Right. That's right. What, of course. Try to phrase just the question player. Like just that. Just give me the scouting report on, like, what would teams be thinking and getting with a Klay Thompson-like player?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're such a great team, you guys and me.
I got you, man.
Gosh, we love you.
Yeah, yeah. So, last season, you know, Klay shot, what, 38% from three on a super high volume. He was in and out of the Warriors lineup, sometimes starting, sometimes coming off the bench, sometimes closing games, sometimes not. And we saw, you know, Mavs fans saw Tim Hardaway Jr. kind of go through that same sort of thing. You know, whether you're playing super well or super poorly, if your role is changing all the time, it can be very tough to remain consistent through that because you're not sure when you're going to come in the game. When you get subbed out, you're not sure when you're going to go back in the game. And especially for a guy like Klay, who's used to going to the finals and, you know, playing 36, 40 minutes a game, being relegated to a bench role was probably a big shock for him. But his numbers coming off the bench down the stretch of the season were amazing. So I don't know at this point of his career, you know, is he looking to start? Is he looking to be a reserve or what? But last season, super high-level shooter on a very high volume. Obviously, at his age, you know, and with his injury history, I think it, kind of the expectation and sort of the perception of him is that he's not maybe the same level of perimeter defender as he was a few years ago. But he's still serviceable enough. He's still got really good size. And obviously that three-point shooting, I mean, he's an all-time talent from beyond the arc. So, you know, whether he stays in Golden State or, you know, is looking for greener pastures somewhere else, I mean, I'm sure he's going to be really, really highly sought after.
But that would be like an either-or situation, like Klay Thompson or Derrick Jones Jr.?
I really don't know. You know, it depends on how it works. So the rules about sign and trade are very, very complicated. If the Mavericks perform a sign and trade, whether it's one of their own players or with another team's player, they are hard capped at the first apron, and you can't pass the first apron if you offer the mid-level exception to a player anyway. But where it gets really fuzzy is the money that you're sending out and the money that you're receiving in a trade have to match. But with a sign and trade player, the money that you're receiving only counts as half of what you're actually receiving, but you still have to be able to match that number both with your own team and with their team too. So it's like a really weird salary range that you would have to match in order to both acquire a player through sign and trade and still have the full mid-level exception. But there are people that are much, much smarter than me that work on that side that would hopefully be able to, you know, find something to pull it off. But of course, you know, they only have 72 or so hours to figure it out, but I'm sure that they're running through all those scenarios probably as we speak.
Bobby Carrillo, Mavs.com with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You know, just a couple of guys talking ball here, just all hypothetically. You put your GM hat on with the Quentin Grimes move today. You know, what would you be looking to do with Josh Green, Dante Exum, maybe guys that kind of already play a similar role? Is there a possibility that they get moved in bigger picture moves?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that possibility exists. As it stands right now, you know, if the Mavs are able to bring back Jones, right, and then the rest of the roster doesn't change, they have a lot of perimeter players, they have a lot of shooting, they have a lot of defense, but kind of the one thing that they don't really have a whole lot of is players between, let's say, like 6'7 and 6'10, you know, those kind of like long, rangy wings. They just don't really have a whole lot of those guys. It's pretty much Jones, PJ Washington, and then maybe Omax Prosper factors into the equation somehow next season. You know, I'm not sure what his timeline is or what the organization's expectations for him are in the immediate future. So I think if they are able to bring Jones back and then they keep this roster, they're definitely competitive enough to go all the way to the NBA Finals. I mean, we just saw them do it, but that is kind of the one area on the roster that I feel like would be maybe in need of adding depth or some form of upgrade. You know, as far as just playable wings against guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and, you know, all these guys that you're going to run into throughout the regular season and in the postseason. So, you know, we'll see if they want to make other moves. It's kind of tough. You know, I think in order to acquire, obviously, through sign and trade a player, you're going to have to give out a lot of salary. And fans can look at the Mavs salary sheet right now and say, okay, here's a couple matching numbers, and you can kind of fill in the blanks of who those guys would be. But it's also like, you know, I mean, the Mavs rotation, Nico Harrison said himself at the end of the playoff run, you know, he wants to bring back the same 7 or 8 man rotation. It's going to be really, really hard to make massive moves through sign and trade or some other form of acquisition outside of just plain free agency if you're not going to involve one of those 7 or 8 guys. You know, so if he really wants to bring back the playoff core, that eliminates a lot of possible moves. So I feel like they're really weighing all sorts of options. And, you know, GMs always say, whatever, if my lips are moving, don't believe me. They lie all the time. But I kind of want to take Nico at his word here. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Bobby, I do have a question, a hypothetical for you, and then just a fun question here. In terms of yesterday, we were kicking around on our top 10 the eating contest that most likely people believe that they could win. If there was one food that you're like, all right, I'm entering this eating contest, what would it be that you think you could dominate?
Oh, man. I feel like this is a really basic answer, but I feel like I could house a whole lot of Doritos, either Cool Ranch or nacho cheese, or even both. I feel like I could take down a lot of those.
Okay.
And then also, chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I might feel pretty bad afterward, but I have regrettably taken down a whole half gallon of chocolate chip cookie dough in my day, and I live to tell the tale. So, game on.
Legendary brain freeze ensues.
That's amazing.
It was, in the process of that, right?
More than just that was frozen, man. Let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I can't even fathom.
It was more than just that. And then Eric said a hypothetical about poo water.
Well, there's the Dorito. I did the nacho cheese Dorito thing one night while playing Madden with my buddies. I had the party size. Like, not even the family size, but the party size.
Dude. And whole thing?
So that's bigger.
I haven't eaten a nacho cheese Dorito since then.
Wow.
I was yakking up orange.
Oh, no. It ruined it for you?
It was a tough deal. It kind of ruined it for me. It really did. I still got respect for it. It was a me problem. I overdid it. So it's not Dorito's fault at all. I would never point the finger.
I mean, it is a big risk. Like, because if you fail, I mean, the trade-off is you're never eating another Dorito again.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if I'm willing to go that far.
Risking that doesn't feel like a grown-up decision at all.
Yeah.
So I'd probably punt on that. But quickly here, Bobby, I'm curious. The Olympics obviously coming up here in Paris. There is the river that they're going to be doing a lot of the competitive swimming in is basically a sewage river in France that they're trying to get cleaned up, but they're doing a real half-assed job of it. But also, many of the countries... athletes will be having no air conditioning throughout the entire stay during the Olympic Games. So I'm curious, 30 days no AC in the summer, Bobby, or a 10-minute doggy paddle sort of swim in the sewage poo water?
I will see you in the pool. No questions asked.
Wow.
No questions asked. I'm already poolside right now. I will dive headfirst into that river.
You're poolside right now? Of course you are. Wow. Yeah. I'm surprised about this, but you're not the only one. You're not the only one who needs their AC more than they need their general hygiene. Bobby, we appreciate the time as always, and enjoy your weekend, my friend.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate you.
There he goes, Bobby Corella, DallasMavericks.com. And coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, a baseball conversation with the Hall of Famer, Eric Nadell. That's next here on The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's get you out to Baltimore and catch up with the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell. Get you set for Orioles and Rangers. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Segments also brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. Now, courtesy of Ty Lock George, we welcome in the Hall of Fame voice of the Texas Rangers, Eric Nadell. Eric, happy Friday to you, my man. What is Eric Nadell's favorite thing to do? What do you look forward to most when you're heading to Baltimore?
Eating crab cakes and mountains of steamed crabs.
That is the signature dish of Baltimore and probably my favorite signature dish of any American League city. I really look forward to coming here.
What, is there any other city that rivals it when it comes to the food scene?
Oh, I guess it depends what you're into, you know, what your specific desires are. Going to Tampa or Miami and eating Cuban food is that's a real favorite of mine, too. I think that would probably be the only thing that's really close in terms of something that's, you know, very special and, you know, intrinsic to that city. You go to Chicago and you eat the pizza. You go to Kansas City and you eat their barbecue, you know, which is good, but not as good as ours. So I think Baltimore stands alone, though, in the specific food that you can't get other places. And I love it.
Well, certainly coming into this four-game set, we were remembering last year, Rangers go to Baltimore and first trip back since that ALDS. When you walked into the ballpark there, did any memories flood back?
Absolutely. When I walked into the booth, what flooded back was the memory of Mitch Garver hitting that grand slam and Hicksy calling the can you take me higher call. I'll never forget that. And, you know, of all my memories here at Camden Yards, the one that stands out the most is the 30-run game the Rangers had in 2007. And the second most is probably Josh Hamilton's four-home run game in 2012. But Hicksy's call on the Mitch Garver Grand Slam now ranks a strong third.
That's fantastic. Hicksy is the man. It's Eric Nadel, the Hall of Famer, live in Baltimore with us here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Tylock George. Now, what about this Gunnar Henderson fella? I mean, holy smokes, Eric. What do you see when you watch this guy? He's on pace to be one. Like, he's having a historical season as a shortstop.
He is. And, you know, you hate to make comparisons that really create undue expectations for a guy, but he really does remind me of a young Alex Rodriguez, and able to do all the things that A-Rod did. You know, he steals bases, he hits home runs, he plays great defense. He's doing it out of the leadoff spot, and you know, this is a guy who's on a pace to score over 140 runs, drive in close to 120, and hit 52 home runs. It's totally remarkable.
Eric, I wonder in your time in Major League Baseball, I mean, bless his heart, we're just going to be honest with you here. We had Wyatt Langford on earlier this week for the Players Show. Super, super great guy. But the answers, you know, they range from about 2 to 8 seconds long. Very short. We had to have about 20 questions ready to rock for Wyatt. Have you had a situation where you were in an interview with a manager or player in Major League Baseball, and it was very challenging for you?
Well, I tell you, when we had Wyatt on last week at home, and you know, he actually gave us a one-word answer to one question, and it wasn't even a yes-no question. You know better than to ask him yes-no questions, because all you're going to get is yes or no. So you've got to ask questions like describe things or how did you feel about and things like that, and he kept giving us the really short answers. What we refer to that as is being Cosmed, because the Rangers had a player for a very brief period of time named Pete Cosma, who had a fantastic game in Detroit one night. We remember it was a Sunday night baseball game. The eyes of the nation were on Detroit, and Pete Cosma, a guy who hardly ever plays, played for the Rangers, had a big game at a game-winning home run or something. And afterwards, you know, he gave us the 2 and 3 and 4 word answers. So now when anybody does that to us, we refer to it as being Cosmed.
Well, we got Cosmed.
You got Cosmed.
You got
Yes, you did.
Or you got Cosmed. Joan Jett, I believe, is out at the ballpark.
My close personal friend, Joan Jett.
Yes.
I just spent some time talking to her. I saw her perform in Cleveland, and I'm pretty sure it was 1980. It couldn't have been after 1981, because I remember going with Randy Galloway when he was the Ranger beat writer. And I believe his last year on the beat was either 1980 or 1981. So she must have been very young then, because she's only 65. I just went and talked to her for a little bit, told her about that gig where Randy and I actually got to stand backstage or side of stage during the concert, because we had met her roadies in the hotel bar the night before. And she was really fun to talk to. She's a huge Orioles fan. Apparently she calls talk shows every now and then with her opinions about the Orioles. And she had some good memories of going to games at Memorial Stadium. She said she went to 14 games there before Camden Yards opened in 1992. And her favorite player was Boog Powell. So it was really fun to talk to her. She's going to throw out the first pitch tonight. She's not singing the anthem, but she's doing the first pitch ceremony. And she's a lefty. She had her glove down there during batting practice, and she's ready to get warmed up and go.
That is awesome.
So you probably have her way with the Rangers lineup right now.
Oh, as a lefty, yeah, they're certainly struggling. Are you able to sneak away and see any concerts while you're out there?
Not on this trip. We have all night games here, so there's no way I can do that. What I am looking forward to, though, is I've got a night off next week, and I'm getting a chance to go see Sarah McLachlan at Toyota Music Factory. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, there's a band called The Baseball Project that is coming to Dallas and to Houston. They're going to be playing at Tannehill's in Fort Worth. I believe it's on Saturday the 13th, and then they're playing in Houston on the 14th, and the Rangers play an afternoon game in Houston on the 14th, right before the All-Star break, and I'm going to stay over there and see the Baseball Project. They're a great rock band. They have two of the guys from REM, Mike Mills and Peter Buck, in the band, and they write all songs about baseball. They've got four albums. If people haven't heard of them, they need to check them out, the Baseball Project, and then go see them at Tannehill's in a couple of weeks.
How familiar are you when things go viral? Eric, are you pretty in the mix on like social media things that are taking off in a huge way?
Generally not, unless they have something to do with baseball or broadcasting. There was a thing the other day with Michael Kay, the Yankees TV announcer, you know, taking exception to commercials running in his talk show, referring to the Mets TV booth as the best TV booth in baseball. That thing went viral, and that came to my attention pretty fast.
Yeah, he got a little salty about that. Did you respect his level of saltiness and competitive spirit there, or was he being a wine bag?
I did. I don't think he was being a wine bag as much as a talk show host trying to get people to talk about his show. You know, it's what you guys do, right? You've got to attract listeners, and what better way to attract listeners than create a little controversy between the Yankees and the Mets.
I like that. Well, I'm going to take you to the, I believe this is the St. Louis Cardinals broadcast. I'm going to play you a little clip from their radio broadcast, and then let me know if this clip makes any sense to you, Eric.
All right.
He just spit on his shoulder as he was sitting there and went to spit, a little humid out, I guess, and mouth getting a little bit dry. Didn't quite clear his arm and just landed right on the shoulder.
Hawk tour. Yeah.
Let's do it again.
I know about Hawk Tua.
Yes!
That's what you're getting at.
Okay, and can you tell me, did you know about Hawk Tua before Hicksy knew about Hawk Tua?
I don't know. We haven't discussed it in the booth.
Okay, because my money was on, I think Eric would know about this before Matt was. He can barely turn on his computer.
he actually hits Twitter or X, you know, quite frequently. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he was tuned to it before I was.
What's the likelihood we get an Eric Nadell Hawk Tua moment on the Rangers broadcast?
I think we've got about a zero chance of that happening.
Just a true zero professional. That's the Hall of Famer right there. All right, Eric, what you drinking? What you thinking, my friend?
Well, what I'm thinking is, you know, and this came up talking to Joan Jett, you know, how lucky I am, how lucky she is to be able to do something for a living that you just love doing, and to be able to keep doing it and be able to do it, you know, as many nights a year as you feel like doing it, you know, which is kind of the situation I'm in now, where I'm not doing all the games, but I'm doing most of the games. She's not touring as much as she used to. She's 65 years old, but, you know, she's still cranking out a lot of energy when she does. So I think people should, you know, be grateful if they have the kind of job they enjoy doing.
Well, you're a super beast, man. We always appreciate the time. Happy Friday to you. Enjoy your stay in Baltimore. Maybe have a crab cake for the bully.
Thank you.
Will do.
There he goes, the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell, brought to you by Tylock George here in the G-Bag Nation. Jared Sandler will join us at the top of the hour and get you set for the Rangers pregame show. Rangers in Baltimore trying to avoid back-to-back sweeperoni pizzas. Don't want to be eating that this weekend. I do want to get a little top 10 list of the day, though, from Zach Wolchuk while he's wearing his white button-up shirt, looking very spiffy for his Fox 4 date with Mr. Kolb tonight.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit nervous as that one gets closer. I do have a face for radio, but let's do the top 10 father-son duos in all of sports in honor of Bronny and LeBron. That's next on The Fan. Thank you, LA. We got Around the Bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, coming up on the other side. We're going to play a little True or Fart MLB edition with Jared Sandler with these second half questions. And look, Rangers are still just 8 games back right now in the division. Luckily, I mean, that's their saving grace.
Yeah.
not playing good baseball.
Don't look at Tankathon, though, and see where they're at for next year's number one overall pick.
Well, and you know what? I guess it's maybe the best of both worlds. You know, you're teetering on, hey, we still have a chance, but also, look, maybe you end up getting a big-time prospect if things don't go your way.
Definitely a way to be glass half full.
And you know you're going to be in the World Series next year, because that's what happens with Bruce Bochy coach teams.
Yeah, proof's in the pudding here.
Absolutely.
History repeats itself.
No doubt.
Hey, I do have a huge PSA before we get to the top 10 list.
I've been waiting for this one. Did you finally find out about the nipple growth?
Yeah, we got a regrowth. We have a medical professional, big-time Tolo, and season ticket holder for the World Series champion Texas Rangers, Rachel Ring. She has confirmed that if you do have a hiccup and cut off a portion or all of your nipple in the process of a chest shaving, you know, routine chest shaving, it will not, in fact, grow back.
Okay.
Reptilian style.
Damn it.
So that is certainly disappointing, but it is good to know. That is information I am proud to be armed with at this point.
Okay.
And I still feel for the 214 texter who said that half of one of his was cut off in a shaving instance.
That's brutal. I mean, it just sounds so painful.
It's crazy because so many things do grow back.
Yeah.
You know, like when you get a cut on your skin, it like ends up.
Yeah, the skin will heal.
It'll get back to normal.
Yeah, but not the nipple.
Not for the nipple.
All right, 877-881-1053. Let's slide into the Wooly Bully Top 10. In honor of Bronny James being selected by the Los Angeles Lakers, first ever father-son duo to play for the same team at the same time in the NBA, it is LeBron and Bronny. I thought, all right, let's do these are the top 10 best father and son duos in the history of American sports. We got Bobby and Barry through 903. We got Senior and the Kid, number one. Of course, Griffey. And Keith and Matt Tkachuk. And, of course, Matt Tkachuk just won himself a Stanley Cup. I don't think Keith ever did get one.
Yeah, but Matthew has confirmed that he slept a total of 3 hours in the last 3 days.
I believe it. You see the partying that they've been doing at nightclubs. I mean, the best thing was, I think it was Roberto Luongo eating the pasta out of the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
That was incredible.
It's a beautiful, beautiful image, and Carter's probably going to throw it up on the fan cam right now just because that's the kind of go-getter type mentality guy that he is.
Gosh.
But it looks like an incredible pasta. It has to be the best tasting pasta ever.
It's got to be. Like they're even doing the say when with the cheese.
Yeah.
Freshly grated Parmigiano Reggiano right on top of that delicious pasta. My gosh. Eating right out of the Stanley. Like that, it has to be. Has to be the best bowl of pasta you've ever had.
Best tasting pasta. The same way that Panthers fan taking the beer from Lord Stanley as Matthew Tkachuk and teammates are pouring it off the balcony of the Elbow Room bar in South Florida at 8 in the morning the day after the championship right into the face and mouth of a Panthers fan. That's the best tasting beer that guy's ever had.
No doubt. It
just the way it
is.
Goes. Lord Stanley levels up everything.
Gosh, everything's just going to taste better out
like
of Stanley Cup.
I wish I had the
Stanley Cup.
If I had the Stanley Cup growing up, I would have eaten more vegetables. Like, Mom, just throw it in Lord.
I'll eat my broccoli.
I'll get it done.
Go ahead and give me some of that cream spinach out of the Stanley Cup.
I won't have to fake like I ate it, but I threw it away so I could still get dessert, Mom.
Oh, we got Michael and Mario Andretti. Better be on this list from the 682. They didn't make this list, and that might be because they're not. Are they Italian? This is specifically yes. Americans.
Oh, specific to Americans?
Jeez.
American sports.
Wow, man.
Yeah. I don't know if the Andretti's made the cut off because of that. That could have been the reason why. Or maybe they're an honorable mention. We can give them a HOA just on looking outside Rico. Looking in. Who did you want to throw out there, Lucius?
We love Puerto Rico.
Michael Jordan, Anthony Edwards.
It's really strong.
Yep. That is strong. Number 10 is actually who the 817 just texted in, our Tolo David from Hazlitt.
I do. Shout out to David from Hazlitt, by the way. That's my guy. That's my neck of the woods right there.
It is. 469 also. 469 also with this text. But the Earnhardt Senior and Junior.
Yep.
Dale Senior, Dale Junior come in at number 10. Both of them fantastic careers. Number 9, 903 texted this one in. Bobby and Brett Hull.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Golden Jet.
Gloria.
I think I want your number. Gosh, I'll never forget him just drunkenly singing that after the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup. Third player to reach 50 goals in a season and led the league in points 3 times, scoring 610 goals with 560 assists. Brett scored 741 goals, fifth most in the history of the sport. 650 assists, won 2 cups with, of course, our Dallas Stars and then the Detroit Red Wings. Number 8, the Boones. Ray Boone, Bob Boone, Brett Boone, and Aaron Boone. There isn't one family that can boast the same amount of baseball love, success, and experience as the Boones, whose major league dominance spans three generations and includes 10 All-Star selections. Started with Ray Boone, the dad who won the World Series with Cleveland in 48 at the start of a 13-year career. Then his son Bob spent two decades in the big leagues, winning the 1980 World Series with the Phillies, later managed. And of course, we got Aaron Boone, who was an All-Star, hit 24 homers, drove in 96 runs for the Reds and Yankees, and now a manager with the New York Yankees.
Man, wait till, you talk about going toe-to-toe with the Boones in baseball. Give the Bassetts a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because they're two generations into this thing.
Mike's kids.
They got a couple of kids coming up the pike.
They got a shot. They absolutely do. Number seven, Joe Bryant and Kobe Bryant. Joe Jellybean Bryant bounced up the court into his 50s. Man, he played a long time.
Wow.
Played 8 years in the NBA and at least as long abroad before he ended up latching on with the Boston Frenzy of the relaunched American Basketball Association. Joe went on to have a diverse coaching career in the college ranks, the WNBA, and overseas. And then we know about the greatness of Kobe. 20-year career, NBA Finals champ multiple times, 18 All-Star selections, considered one of the greatest to ever play, and fortunately, lost way, way too soon.
The 945 and the 847 have sent in a text I'm not going to read about LeBron James and Delonte West, father-son duo.
Damn.
That's not cool.
Damn.
Not going to read that one.
Man. Have you just been seeing those videos about Delonte West? Still circulating.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So
every couple
sad.
Of weeks it feels
it's
like
so
there's another update from him just really, really struggling with the addiction and whatnot, right?
Ooh, yeah. Luka and Devin Booker, absolutely. I think that's a good call as well.
And the Delonte West and LeBron thing doesn't even make sense because this is father-son, not stepfather and son. You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
So
that's
like
true.
That doesn't even qualify.
Who's your daddy
I'm
now?
Not the stepdad. I'm the dad that stepped up.
Says Delonte West.
Number six, we got the Guerreros, Vladdy Sr. and Vladdy Jr.
Oh, yes. That's strong.
And, I mean, I love Vladdy Sr. Used to hate him as an Angel. I mean, he was just a Rangers nightmare. But then when he comes over to the Rangers, they go to the World Series. It's like, hell yeah, you're one of us now, baby. Now we got the Mahomes, Pat Mahomes and Pat Mahomes Jr., of course, senior, 11-year career with the Twins. And Pat played for five other teams, including the Rangers. And then Patrick, we know, two MVPs. Chiefs have won three Super Bowls and counting as he tries to become the greatest to ever do it. And take that mantle away from Tom Brady, arguably Tom Brady.
Can we get Deion and Shadur?
I mean, all of the Deion's kids.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Man. And they have not made this list yet. I think we're just waiting to see what Shadur does in the NFL. I mean, he could be the number one overall pick next year.
I mean, heck, does Travis Hunter count? Because
that's one of his kids.
That's just another one.
Yeah. I mean, both of them, they could go 1-2 next year in the draft. Who knows?
Dude, that would be
They epic. Really could.
Oh, my God.
They really, really could. They're that damn good. And I think Travis Hunter has said that he'd rather come out as a receiver than a DB. I mean, there's probably more money,
He should
right?
be a DB, bro.
You think so?
Yeah, be a DB.
I mean, there's definitely not as many good DBs as there are receivers.
It's just like a cooler thing to be dominant at.
Ball in that lane, though. There's just not too many. There's all types of receivers. Right. Ball in that lane there. With that type of talent you have.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Then you can do both sides like Deion used to sometimes. You can do all types of cool stuff.
Yeah, because it's much easier to just like implement you sporadically into the offense than it is like, hey, you're going to go like play corner. You haven't played it all game, but we need you for a play here, play there.
If you want to play both ways, I think you play DB.
You play DB and then you sprinkle in some offense.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. That'd be awesome.
Dell and Steph Curry are next up on the list, of course, shooting threes in their DNA. 16 years for Dell, made an astonishing 40% of his attempts from three, sixth man of the year, and set the mark for most points in Charlotte Hornets history.
It is pretty funny that they're not even going to give Seth any love here. I mean, still pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, Steph's brother Seth is listed in the description, but
okay,
they don't even...
He doesn't get the headline.
They don't really give a headline to Seth at all, but that's very true.
He also has another son.
Yeah. There's also Seth Curry, who made the NBA.
You know what's crazy about Dell and Steph? And I don't know about Seth in this regard, but like if they would have just gone full commitment into golf, they would still probably be on this list as great.
That's amazing.
Dad and son.
Well, and it's funny, the picture
is
them golfing.
Yeah, I mean, they're
wearing matching shirts.
They are both legitimate golfers.
Bobby and Barry Bonds, next up on the list. Bobby Bonds, sure bet to kickstart his team's offense. He spent half of his 14 seasons with the San Francisco Giants. And in 11 years, he was the first player after Willie Mays with 300 home runs and 300 steals. Damn, that is impressive. And then, of course, Barry. Most career home runs was 762. Most homers in one season was 73. 14-time All-Star, 12-time Silver Slugger, 8-time Gold Glove winner. Then we've got the Mannings, Archie, yes. Peyton, and Eli. Yeah, Archie pretty darn good, too. Spent 13 years as a quarterback, 11 which were with the Saints. 2 Pro Bowls, entered the team's Ring of Honor and Hall of Fame, despite that team not being good. And then both of his sons go on to win Super Bowls. And then, number one, greatest father-son duo in honor of LeBron and Bronny. The Griffies, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. It's one thing to play on the same Major League Baseball team as your dad. It's another to hit back-to-back home runs with him. A feat only Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. have accomplished in baseball history.
Gosh.
I don't know if there's anything like Bron and Bronny. What would it be like? Back-to-back threes? That would be like that. I mean, I don't think that can even compare. I don't know what it would be on the basketball court.
Back-to-back.
Go ahead.
Game-winning shots or something like. Not the same game, I guess. But
no. I was thinking back-to-back retirements. Bronny first.
You know, I'm retired. I always said, my dad retires, I'm retired.
I can't do it, Dad.
You know what? Can't do it without him.
LeBron's going to outplay Bronny.
It's just not as fun. It's just not as fun without my dad here. There you go. I appreciate it. There's your top 10, usually every day at 4:20. Today at 4:40-ish. Let's get you set around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats with our buddy Jared Sin. Let's play some true or fart with these second half questions. Gets you set for Rangers Orioles. That's next on the fan. Thank you, LA. We got Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats coming up on the other side. We're going to play a little true or fart MLB edition with Jared Sandler with these second half questions. And look, Rangers are still just 8 games back right now in the division. Luckily, I mean, that's their saving grace.
Yeah.
Not playing good baseball.
Don't look at Tankathon, though, and see where they're at for next year's number one overall pick.
Well, and you know what? I guess it's maybe the best of both worlds. You know, you're teetering on, hey, we still have a chance, but also, look, maybe you end up getting a big-time prospect if things don't go your way.
Definitely a way to be glass half full.
And you know you're going to be in the World Series next year, because that's what happens with Bruce Bochy coach teams.
Yeah, proof's in the pudding here.
Absolutely.
History repeats itself.
No doubt.
Hey, I do have a huge PSA before we get to the top 10 list.
I've been waiting for this one. Did you finally find out about the nipple growth?
Yeah, we got a regrowth. We have a medical professional, big-time Tolo, and season ticket holder for the World Series champion Texas Rangers, Rachel Ring. She has confirmed that if you do have a hiccup and cut off a portion or all of your nipple in the process of a chest shaving, you know, routine chest shaving, it will not, in fact, grow back.
Okay.
Reptilian style.
Damn it.
So that is certainly disappointing, but it is good to know. That is information I am proud to be armed with at this point.
Okay.
And I still feel for the 214 texter who said that half of one of his was cut off in a shaving instance.
That's brutal. I mean, it just sounds so painful.
It's crazy because so many things do grow back.
Yeah.
You know, like when you get a cut on your skin, it like ends up.
Yeah, the skin will heal.
It'll get back to normal.
Yeah, but not the nipple.
Not for the nipple.
All right, 877-881-1053. Let's slide into the Woolly Bully top 10. In honor of Bronny James being selected by the Los Angeles Lakers, first ever father-son duo to play for the same team at the same time. In the NBA, it is LeBron and Bronny. I thought, all right, let's do, these are the top 10 best father and son duos in the history of American sports. We got Bobby and Barry through 903. We got Senior and the Kid, number one, of course, Griffey. And Keith and Matt Tkachuk. And, of course, Matt Tkachuk just won himself a Stanley Cup. I don't think Keith ever did get one.
Yeah, but Matthew has confirmed that he slept a total of 3 hours in the last 3 days.
I believe it. You see the partying that they've been doing at nightclubs. I mean, the best thing was, I think it was Roberto Luongo eating the pasta out of the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
That was incredible.
It's a beautiful, beautiful image, and Carter's probably going to throw it up on the fan cam right now just because that's the kind of go-getter type mentality guy that he is.
Gosh.
But it looks like an incredible pasta. It has to be the best tasting pasta ever.
It's got to be. Like they're even doing the say when with the cheese.
Yeah.
Freshly grated Parmigiano Reggiano right on top of that delicious pasta. My gosh. Eating right out of the Stanley. Like that, it has to be. Has to be the best bowl of pasta you've ever had.
Best tasting pasta. The same way that Panthers fan taking the beer from Lord Stanley as Matthew Tkachuk and teammates are pouring it off the balcony of the Elbow Room bar in South Florida at 8 in the morning the day after the championship right into the face and mouth of a Panthers fan. That's the best tasting beer that guy's ever had.
No doubt.
It has the way it goes. Lord Stanley levels up everything.
Gosh, everything's just going to taste better out
like
of Stanley Cup.
I wish I had the
Stanley Cup.
If I had the Stanley Cup growing up, I would have eaten more vegetables. Like, Mom, just throw it in Lord.
I'll eat my broccoli.
I'll get it done.
Go ahead and give me some of that cream spinach out of the Stanley Cup.
I won't have to fake like I ate it, but I threw it away so I could still get dessert, Mom.
Oh, we got Michael and Mario Andretti. Better be on this list from the 682. They didn't make this list, and that might be because they're not. Are they Italian? This is specifically yes. Americans.
Oh, specific to Americans?
Jeez.
American sports.
Wow, man.
Yeah. I don't know if the Andretti's made the cut off because of that. That could have been the reason why. Or maybe they're an honorable mention. We can give them a HOA just on looking outside looking in. Who did you want to throw out there, Lucius?
We love Puerto Rico.
Michael Jordan, Anthony Edwards.
It's really strong.
Yeah. That is strong. Number 10 is actually who the 817 just texted in, our Tolo David from Hazlitt.
I do. Shout out to David from Hazlitt, by the way. That's my guy. That's my neck of the woods right there.
It is. 469 also. 469 also with this text, but the Earnhardt senior and junior.
Yep.
Dale senior, Dale junior come in at number 10. Both of them fantastic careers. Number 9, 903 texted this one in. Bobby and Brett Hull.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Golden Jet.
Gloria.
I think I want your number. Gosh, I'll never forget him just drunkenly singing that after the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup. Third player to reach 50 goals in a season and led the league in points 3 times, scoring 610 goals with 560 assists. Brett scored 741 goals, fifth most in the history of the sport. 650 assists, won 2 cups with, of course, our Dallas Stars and then the Detroit Red Wings. Number 8, the Boones. Ray Boone, Bob Boone, Brett Boone, and Aaron Boone. There isn't one family that can boast the same amount of baseball love, success, and experience as the Boones, whose major league dominance spans 3 generations and includes 10 All-Star selections. Started with Ray Boone, the dad who won the World Series with Cleveland in 48. At the start of a 13-year career, then his son Bob spent 2 decades in the big leagues, winning the 1980 World Series with the Phillies, later managed. And of course, we got Aaron Boone, who was an All-Star, hit 24 homers, drove in 96 runs for the Reds and Yankees, and now a manager with the New York Yankees.
Man, wait till, you talk about going toe-to-toe with the Boones in baseball. Give the Bassics a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because they're 2 generations into this thing.
Mike's kids.
They got a couple of kids coming up the pike.
They got a shot. They absolutely do. Number 7, Joe Bryant and Kobe Bryant. Joe Jellybean Bryant bounced up the court into his 50s. Man, he played a long time.
Wow.
Played 8 years in the NBA and at least as long abroad before he ended up latching on with the Boston Frenzy of the relaunched American Basketball Association. Joe went on to have a diverse coaching career in the college ranks, the WNBA, and overseas. And then we know about the greatness of Kobe. 20-year career, NBA Finals champ multiple times, 18 All-Star selections, considered one of the greatest to ever play, and fortunately, lost way, way too soon.
The 945 and the 847 have sent in a text I'm not going to read about LeBron James and Delonte West, father-son duo.
Damn.
That's not cool.
Damn.
Not going to read that one.
Man. Have you just been seeing those videos about Delonte West still circulating?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's
every
so
couple
sad.
Of weeks it feels it's like so there's another update from him just really, really struggling with the addiction and whatnot, right?
Ooh, yeah. Luka and Devin Booker, absolutely. I think that's a good call as well.
And the Delonte West and LeBron thing doesn't even make sense because this is father-son, not stepfather and son. You know
what
I mean?
True.
So,
that's
like,
true.
That doesn't even qualify.
Who's your daddy
I'm
now?
Not the stepdad. I'm the dad that stepped up.
Says Delonte West.
Number 6, we got the Guerreros, Vladdy Sr. and Vladdy Jr.
Oh, yes. That's strong.
And, I mean, I love Vladdy Sr. Used to hate him as an Angel. I mean, he was just a Rangers nightmare. But then when he comes over to the Rangers, they go to the World Series. It's like, hell yeah, you're one of us now, baby. Now we got the Mahomes, Pat Mahomes and Pat Mahomes Jr. Of course, senior, 11-year career with the Twins. And Pat played for 5 other teams, including the Rangers. And then Patrick, we know, 2 MVPs. Chiefs have won 3 Super Bowls and counting as he tries to become the greatest to ever do it.
and take that mantle away from Tom Brady, arguably Tom Brady.
Can we get Deion and Shadur?
I mean, all of the Deion's kids.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Man. And they have not made this list yet. I think we're just waiting to see what Shadur does in the NFL. I mean, he could be the number one overall pick next year.
I mean, heck, does Travis Hunter count? Because
that's one of his kids.
That's just another one.
Yeah. I mean, both of, they could go 1-2 next year in the draft. Who knows?
Dude, that would be
They epic. Really could.
Oh, my God.
They really, really could. They're that damn good. And I think Travis Hunter has said that he'd rather come out as a receiver than a DB. I mean, there's probably more money.
He should
right?
be a DB, bro.
You think so?
Yeah, be a DB.
I mean, there's definitely not as many good DBs as there are receivers.
It's just like a cooler thing to be dominant at.
Ball in that lane, though. There's just not too many. There's all types of receivers. Right. Ball in that lane there. With that type of talent you have.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, then you can do both sides like Deion used to sometimes. You can do all types of cool stuff.
Yeah, because it's much easier to just like implement you sporadically into the offense than it is like, hey, you're going to go like play corner. You haven't played it all game, but we need you for a play here, play there.
If you want to play both ways, I think you play DB.
You play DB and then you sprinkle in some offense.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. That'd be awesome.
Dell and Steph Curry. Are next up on the list, of course, shooting threes in their DNA. 16 years for Dell, made an astonishing 40% of his attempts from three, sixth man of the year, and set the mark for most points in Charlotte Hornets history.
It is pretty funny that they're not even going to give Seth any love here. I mean, still pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, Steph's brother Seth is listed in the description, but they don't even...
He doesn't get the headline.
They don't really give a headline to Seth at all. But that's very good.
He also has another son.
Yeah. There's also Seth Curry, who made the NBA.
You know what's crazy about Dell and Steph? And I don't know about Seth in this regard, but like if they would have just gone full commitment into golf, they would still probably be on this list as great.
That's amazing.
Dad and son.
Well, and it's funny, the picture is them golfing.
Yeah, I mean, they're
wearing matching shirts.
They are both legitimate golfers.
Bobby and Barry Bonds, next up on the list. Bobby Bonds, sure bet to kickstart his team's offense. He spent half of his 14 seasons with the San Francisco Giants. And in 11 years, he was the first player after Willie Mays with 300 home runs and 300 steals. Damn, that is impressive. And then, of course, Barry. Most career home runs was 762. Most homers in one season was 73. 14-time All-Star, 12-time Silver Slugger, 8-time Gold Glove winner. Then we've got the Mannings, Archie, Peyton, and Eli. Yeah, Archie pretty darn good, too. Spent 13 years as a quarterback, 11 which were with the Saints. 2 Pro Bowls, entered the team's Ring of Honor and Hall of Fame, despite that team not being good. And then both of his sons go on to win Super Bowls. And then, number one, greatest father-son duo in honor of LeBron and Bronny. The Griffies, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. It's one thing to play on the same Major League Baseball team as your dad. It's another to hit back-to-back home runs with him. A feat only Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. have accomplished in baseball history.
Gosh.
I don't know if there's anything like Bron and Bronny. What would it be like back-to-back threes? That would be like that. I mean, I don't think that can even compare. I don't know what it would be on the basketball court.
Back-to-back.
Go ahead.
Game-winning shots or something like, not the same game, I guess. But
no. I was thinking back-to-back retirements. Bronny first.
You know, I'm retired. I always said, my dad retires, I'm retired.
I can't do it, Dad.
You know what? Can't do it without him.
LeBron's going to outplay Bronny.
It's just not as fun. It's just not as fun without my dad here. There you go. I appreciate it. There's your top 10, usually every day at 4:20. Today at 4:40-ish. Let's get you set around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats with our buddy Jared Sin. Let's play some True or Fart with these second half questions. Gets you set for Rangers Orioles. That's next on the Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.